Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
So how come things ain't lining up all the time like they should line up? Well, bring it back to you, because you've not changed. Somebody's victory here tonight stands right on the brink of you making your mind up, I'm going to change. Instead of trying to change somebody else or change a situation or a circumstance, you make up in your mind, I'm going to change. Not my brother, Lord, not my sister, not my father, not my mother, but me, oh Lord. Stop blaming your husband. Stop blaming your wife. You'd be surprised. You'd be amazed at what will happen when a person says, Lord, change me. See, Paul was praying, Lord, move this thing. I know I'm a warrior. I know I can get through. You know, Paul, I know I can get a prayer through. I know I got victory in this life. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. He rebuked that thorn all you want. I'm sure he probably tried that. In the name of Jesus. Not to take anything from Paul, because we've tried it too. In the name of Jesus. That angel's looking at you. Yeah, right. He said, God sent me. Hey, y'all, listen. God's not going to suffer you to be tempted above what you can bear. But Paul could do nothing about his situation. He was helpless. He was praying. And sometimes things come our way like that, or God will allow it just to get you to pray. Amen. And stop those religious prayers, those little superficial prayers, and really praying with your heart to God. Amen?
Yes, sir.
You see, the Lord is not wanting to take us out of the world, but he's wanting to keep us while we are in the world. See, there's some circumstances, there's some people on your job, I know you know, sometimes we wish, Lord Jesus, you know, transfer them or kill them or something. Come on, I'm reading some of y'all mail. Anything, just get them out of my environment on your job. And they've been there long as you've been there. And they ain't going nowhere. See, because the purpose behind that is God wants to change you. Amen. They may never change. They may get worse and worse. But your victory is not in them changing. Your victory is in allowing God to change you. That's real victory. They can be just as mean and cruel and ornery, but yet you walk in there and you got the joy of the Lord. And you can shake their hand. You can love on them. Buy them something at Christmas. Hello. Treat them right. Give them a good report. Now that's victory. You go behind their back and get the boss to transfer them, and then one come in, that's worse. You got them out of there. Now you go deal with the real devil. Look at somebody, tell them, let God do it. When God sets you up, when God molds you and makes you and sets you up, nobody can take you down. Nobody can take you down. See, if you're a self-made person, self can take you down. But when God sets you up, he sets you up. Amen? God doesn't want to take you out of the world. He wants to give you the victory in the world. He don't want you to live on an island, so to speak. He wants you dealing, having interaction with people that are not saved, people that don't like you. Amen.
Amen.
And letting your light shine.
Amen.
I've heard people say in time past that they wished they had all Christians working for them. No, you don't. When they get wrong, them the worst kind. Try to make you feel guilty. They're supposed to be working. They're in there reading their Bible. The Lord. You better get to work. The thing about Paul in the midst of this, and this is what we must learn, whatever the strategy, whatever we face that is difficult, whether it be internal, external, the thing that described Paul sought the will of God. See, sometimes we identify stuff, that's the devil. Sometimes, you know, our mind is just made up, that's the devil. It's the devil, you know, and sometimes it may not be the devil because you done tried to get rid of it and tried to do everything and it ain't going nowhere. Come on. And it can seem like it's trying to take you out and take you down. Well, something's got to change. Something's got to give. And if it don't give, you got to change. I'm telling you, 2015 came in, a greater or a mega grace came on your life. A grace came on your life to deal with stuff that you couldn't deal with in 2014, 2013. I'm telling you, there's a grace on you right now. Somebody say, there's a grace on me. There's a grace on you to do stuff now that you couldn't do in the past. I'm telling you that there's something on you right now. It's a grace. When we talk about grace, it's God's enabling. But see, the challenge is people don't explore the parameters. They're content, you know, with a little crumb falling from the table. Just enough for me and my and I. You know, as long as I'm okay. God don't want you to just be okay. God got stuff for you. God has plans for you. Come on. What did he say? Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or even think, according to the power, the grace that works in you. Look at somebody, tell them, let grace work. Paul said, I labor more than them all, yet not I, but the grace of God in me is laboring. He was a man of grace. He understood grace. Paul didn't predetermine what it would take for victory. He was obedient to the Lord. This is where you have to come to. See, a lot of times we have in our mind what victory looks like. And sometimes that's not what victory looks like. That's not what victory really is. Oftentimes victory is you standing where you are and staying in that same environment. And instead of fighting that environment, allowing God to change you. And then when he changes you, what's in you flows out into that environment. And then that environment changes by the grace of God. But see, we've been fighting with carnal weapons. And those carnal weapons will get you carnal results. The Lord told Peter, he said, Peter, put away your sword. For if you live by that sword, that carnal weapon, you die by that carnal weapon. That carnal weapon will kill your spiritual life. When the grace of God comes to us and manifests through us, we don't just endure, we overcome. Now, you remember that study we did on the 8 things promised to an overcomer in the book of Revelation? There's 8 things that God promised to him that overcomes. Tell somebody there's some stuff you got to overcome. There's some stuff you got to overcome. You got to deal with. You got to overcome it. Now, when the grace of God comes to us, we don't just endure, but we overcome. You know that grace has come to you because, number one, you don't maintain a defeated or negative attitude. You know, strong-willed people, when we're strong-willed, we can get through stuff. But when we get through it, we still got an attitude. We still talking defeat. We got through it, but we still talking defeat. That's not truly victory. That's not true victory. Because you ain't changed nothing. You just got through some stuff. And you know, we can grit our teeth. We can grit and bear some stuff and get through it. But if it hadn't changed, if it hadn't worked the purpose of God in your life, if you've not changed, it's going to come around again. It's going to happen again, and you'll go through the same thing. And, you know, that's the cycle of some lives. Just round and round and round the mountain. Same things coming back and forth again and again and again. Why? Why, God, am I going around this mountain? Because you ain't changed. Amen. You haven't allowed the Spirit of God to change you. You don't get changed. You receive it. See, this is the whole thing. We're used to getting. You didn't get saved. You received salvation. When I got saved, no, you ain't got nothing. You received. You understand? It's a difference, and it's important that we understand that difference. It's yieldedness. There is a grace. I'm telling you, there's a dimension of God's grace that awaits every one of us when we learn how to yield to him. Amen. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. When we learn to yield to the Holy Ghost, listen, how many know God made life to be pleasurable? He didn't, in the garden, everything to look upon was pleasant. Everything to eat was good. The environment, the weather was perfect. Everything. And God's kind intention toward mankind is still the same. We just live in a sin-laden world where sin and the results of sin and violence and all this stuff we see. But yet God's purpose and plan is for us still to walk and have pleasures. How many know? All of us like pleasures, right? Now, here's the big trick. Sin is only pleasurable for a moment. That immediate gratification. You know, when somebody sneaks off and sin, and it's pleasurable. It appeases the flesh. There's immediate gratification. But the long-term effect of that is death. It's killing. It's destroying. It'll mess up your spiritual life. Hello? Your capacity for God, your love for God will disappear. You'll grow weak in the bad sense. You won't be able to see. All of a sudden, you won't like people. Hello? I'm talking about God's people. You won't even like church. Sin. God said in the book of Proverbs, he that harbors sin in his heart shall not prosper. See, you can get some stuff quickly, but if it ain't right, and it's sin, it's against God's laws, I guarantee you, down the road, you'll suffer for it. Abraham and Sarah got a promise from God, but they said, we're going to do this ourselves. You too old, I'm too old. Go into Hagar. So you know the story. Went into Hagar, birthed Ishmael, and today Ishmael is still fighting over on the Gaza Strip. Bombing and killing, and they still fight. So when you birth those Ishmaels, well, let me say it this way. Don't birth the Ishmaels. Think about your children. Come on, think about the ones following behind you. You don't want them to have to deal with a bunch of stuff. Okay? Victory is not hanging in there with a bad attitude.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 9 of Mega Grace, Strength Made Perfect. God says, I am God, and I change not. Hold on to that, and you know that God is for you. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Our stature and standing with God never changes. He is faithful to us, even when we're not. God sends His word in order that we might have victory. When you're lifted in pride, God must resist you. Remember, God gave Paul that thorn in his side in order to buffer him. Proverbs 16 and 18 states, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.